I think people are like, what is the thing? Like, so every day we go through this questionnaire in our heads and like, is this the thing? Is this the thing? And the answer is always no, because the thing doesn't reveal itself like that. Like the thing comes in these little nuggets, little baby chicken nuggets that are sprinkled along the path that you're like, yum, 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 yum. That's good. Like that was a good one. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Evans, welcome back to Questionably Awesome, where we answer all of our listeners' questions, and we don't take ourselves serious. It's just a no can do in this podcast.
You gotta have fun.
Yeah, girls just want to have fun, you know? But there wasn't a movie in the 80s called Boys Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah, I would not have watched that movie, probably.
I don't know. If it was in the 80s, I may have watched any bad 80s movie. Like, I was all about the bad dance shows. Did you watch every single dance movie, like Girls Just Want to Have Fun and Strictly Ballroom? And I'm trying to think of the other ones. Dance With Me with,
no,
that was J-Lo, right?
I don't think
what?
I've seen any of those.
I have to go.
This friendship is over.
Wait, what are you doing this weekend?
Watching those movies.
Yeah, you are. And you better report back to me next Questionably Awesome. So Dance With Me. Is it Richard Gere? I think it's Richard Gere and J-Lo, I believe. I'm pretty sure.
What?
I know. I'm pretty sure it's J-Lo. Or is it Vanessa Williams? No, Vanessa Williams is in one that's amazing as well. So look up Vanessa Williams dance show and also J-Lo Dance With Me. I believe that's what it is. Okay. Anyway, okay. Moving on. Everyone's like, that's not the show or that's not the actress. And it probably is actually. Yeah, it's real, real, real good. Get ready to make Adam take ballroom classes.
I can't wait. We have nothing else to do.
That's fantastic. So tell me about life. Like, are you getting settled in at all?
Oh my gosh, yes. We have a place. You know how moving is, because you just moved.
Mm-hmm.
And finding a place for all your things is one of the most exciting things I've ever been a part of.
Oh my. See, that's challenging for me. Like, for me, I'm kind of like, can somebody else please help me with this? Because I get a bit of overwhelm and it's a lot. Like, everything all at once. Like, I don't know. There's 1,000 things here. How do I decide what home they should be in? And I'll like start a drawer in the kitchen and I'm like, yes, this is absolutely the silverware drawer. And then I'll be like, wait a minute, this doesn't feel natural. Like, the silverware drawer should be on the other side of the dishwasher. For, you know, people who are right-handed unloading the dishwasher. And then you really have to ask who's unloading the dishwasher. So then you'll figure that. You just put it anywhere you want because you know that you're the queen of that kitchen anyway.
That's right. And you know, I made something in the crock pot the other day.
Oh my God. We have arrived at, I don't even know what the arrival is, but like grown-up status.
Yeah. And let me tell you, hot tip. One clove of garlic does not equal a bulb. They're different.
Did you need a bulb or did you put the bulb into a one clove recipe?
Yep. I put pretty much all the garlic in Indiana was in this soup and we no longer have vampires.
That makes for a saucy night, you know, together. It's like, wow. Yep. And you know what? You probably will not get a cold for a long time. Because I hear garlic is really good for
that. That's
true. So that's good. You don't have to take your garlic pills.
True.
And the more that you sweat that out, the more you're going to have like garlic pits. So it's totally fine. I actually have
so gross and true.
I know. I have no idea what I'm talking about, but I do a little bit. Yeah. So you're getting settled. you're getting settled and it's feeling good.
It's feeling good. Yeah. And I'm in between. I'm going to start working for myself somehow. And
okay, do tell us, because you know, maybe there's someone in here who needs your help. So tell us what you're thinking and what you're doing.
Well, okay, that's a good question because I haven't figured any of that out yet.
Awesome. I love this journey. Yeah. We literally have to share this whole journey on here because there is probably half or more of our listeners are feeling this way. So go. Tell me all about it.
Yes. You know, when you need to leave your current job and you're like, this is not good. This is bad.
Yeah.
And you're thankful for it. It's very bad. And it's not because it's bad, like bad people right. or anything like that. It's just not good for you. And that's what I was experiencing. And I made the move. And now I've going to look into taking some classes or something just to kind of spark some kind of movement.
Yep.
And figure it out.
Okay. So that's a key right there that I want to point out because I think a lot of people just sit and they wait for like this, you know, lightning bolt of motivation or an epiphany. And that's totally not how it works. You have to go and do a bunch of things to see what it brings up for you. So like following that curiosity, and just seeing like, oh, I love this about it. I love that about it, you know, but I could see how this could apply to this. So is there any classes that you're thinking that you're like interested in right now? That's kind of, you know what I mean? What are those?
Yes. Okay. So actually I was looking around for SEO classes and writing and doing all that stuff. And yeah. They have so many things online, like even on LinkedIn, you can get a certificate or something like that. And people are probably like, that's not right. But just tell me if it's not right because I'm all ears. But there's tons of places when you just Google, you can find what you're looking for.
Totally. Oh my God. There's anything that you want to learn is out there to be learned. That's why when people are like, I don't know. And I don't know who teaches that. And I don't know where to get a coach. And I don't know what my next step is. I'm like, you're not even trying. You are literally... Yeah. In the phase of like still not wanting to do it and blame other people. It's like full ownership of like, it's out there and now it's time for me to do the work and integrate. And the only reason I can say that is because I was that girl forever, you guys, where I was like, no, it's not out there. I don't know people who do this. You're not even trying. Like, and that's okay to be in that place of realizing that you're not ready to take that plunge yet. But it's the moment that you realize, oh crap, like it's everything is so accessible and doable. It just takes a lot of work and, you know, some good old elbow grease, some good old fashioned elbow grease.
Good old elbow grease. I was just thinking too, Jerry Seinfeld was on Tim Ferriss the other day.
Oh, fun.
And it was so good. And he was talking about how not to confuse your brain with your mind, meaning like, you can train your brain. Your brain is like a dog. Like you can train it when to do stuff, when to practice, when to, you know, hone in on your skills. Because your mind is like the creative part that can kind of just be loosey goosey. I don't know. It's really cool.
I love that. So that was on what? Tim Ferriss and Jerry Seinfeld. Got to listen to that one. Everyone.
It's really good.
We'll listen into that one. Yeah. And it's so true because at any given point when I'm like really struggling with something new or wanting to implement like a new habit or like, you know, for me, it was like getting back to lifting more than once a week because that's like a really important habit for me. I just had this moment of like, you're literally only battling with your mind because this is not about your body. Like, this is not about like, oh, I feel weaker. Yes, I felt weaker, but I literally know in my brain that if I just keep doing it and keep showing up and set that appointment with myself, that unbreakable appointment, that I'm going to be back to it. So it was like overcoming my actual, which part of that would be? Would that be, that wouldn't be my mind. That would be my brain, right?
Yeah, your
so
brain.
Overcoming my brain and being like, okay, just do it. Because our body and mind will do whatever we tell it to. It's just a matter of overcoming like what we're saying to ourselves around the thing. And anyway, it was back to the habit. That's a terrible analogy. What's your quote, girlfriend?
Oh, my quote is actually from Matthew McConaughey's new book, Greenlight.
Chris
it's
is
so
listening
good.
To that out loud right now. It's so good.
It's just so good. Everyone should listen to
not
it.
Not only does he have stunning good looks, he's got a brain that is just beautiful. Why? Yeah.
Those it's crazy. People, those people package. In the world,
those people in the world, I question them, you know?
Me too.
That's he's how like, it makes me feel better about myself. I'm questioning me too. McConaughey. McConaughey? I don't know.
It's so good though. You're right.
Yeah. Give me that quote.
Persist, pivot, or concede. It's up to us, our choice every time.
Wow. That is amazing. And can you please tell me what concede means? I don't think I've ever used that word in my life.
Oh, it's like give in, like accept.
Ah, now I'm going to have to use that like 3 times today so I remember what it means.
You got it.
Give in or accept.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. That's a really good quote. And I think that goes down to, I always have this moment in my life where I'm like, you've got to set, there's always a set of choices in front of me. And the quicker that you can make those sets of, the quicker that you can make a decision, the faster your life will move into the direction that you want. And I believe that that is where I used to get stuck. And that's where people get stuck is pretending, because we're always like fooling ourselves, right? Pretending that we don't know what the options are. And we don't choose the options because they're usually hard, right? It's usually like, ugh. Like when you knew this job wasn't right for you, it's not easy to make that decision because you don't yet have your next step. So right. You had the moment of like, here's my options. I can't live this way anymore. Let go. And then just make this next thing work. Like figure it out. And a lot of people won't make that decision because they're not willing to sit in that uncertainty of figuring it out. So I'm so proud of you because like, that's a decision that I truly believe 98% of the population, totally made up statistic, but it's real. Check it. 98% of the population will not do that. Like they will not go sit in the uncertainty of figuring it out because it's uncomfortable and it's scary. So well done. You're amazing.
Wow. Thank you. Now I actually have to do something.
Yeah. I think you already did half of it. So you did the hard part. Now you did 50% of the hard part. You got 50% left. All right. Next quote.
Yeah.
This is from Robin Sharma, who I love. So difficult times disrupt your conventional ways of thinking and push you to forge better habits of thought, performance, and being. We kind of picked quotes along the same thing.
Whoa, that's good stuff right there.
And I think this applies to you and me. So I picked this for me, but man, this so applies to you as well right now. Realizing that the difficult moments are the ones that make us upgrade our habits. Like you said, your mind, the way that you're thinking. You're like, okay, this way of thinking is no longer working. Like I'm going to have to create a new habit and overcome the old. So that's where I'm at right now is like a new level is being required of me, which it sounds like a new level will be required of you working for yourself and figuring that out.
Yes, it will.
That's what we're doing, Evans. That's why these calls are so good for us. And thanks to everybody listening into the therapy session. One of the most important things that you can have is self-awareness. And I am very aware that in order for me to get through something challenging, I have to talk about it. That's why if you're feeling overwhelmed right now, it's okay because you're a human being just like me. And there's a whole lot to be anxious about pretty much 24/7 right now with all of the different news and all the things going on. We need to take care of our mental health and work through our emotions. And that's why if you don't have a licensed therapist, because maybe you view it as too expensive, Talkspace truly has therapy that is completely within your budget. With Talkspace, you can sign up online or download the app and start therapy that same day with a licensed therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy. Depending on the plan you choose, you can message and schedule live video sessions with your therapist and you'll pay the same amount every single month. So it's easy to budget. It's affordable and it's a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. Talking to my friends is so different from talking to a licensed therapist who has the expertise and knowledge to give me practical guidance. And Talkspace gives us the support we need at an affordable price. So as a listener of this podcast, you get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with licensed therapists today, go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure to use the code Lori, L-O-R-I, to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Lori and Talkspace.com. All right. Do you have a written review?
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is from Oh My Goss.
What? That's so cute.
And they say, there's nothing more I look forward to than my morning drive with time with Lori and Evans. I have struggled with anxiety and depression for 24 years, but this past year I've received the diagnosis I've always needed and I've been able to slow down and come into my own. I'm so grateful to have you both and Lori daily to make sure I'm starting my day in the most positive way possible. I look forward to the days of Lori and Evans because it makes this podcast just that much more relatable to any person. Thank you, Lori, and thank you, Evans, for being exactly the thing I needed to find in my life. Oh my God.
Wow. I wasn't sure if her doctor was going to be like, what are you listening to? Because that's got to stop.
The diagnosis is you got to freaking stop.
Questionably awesome. We did a brain scan. It's starting to turn it off. Starting to turn your brain off. There's a big black spot that has a question mark with an awesome under it. Does that mean anything to you?
It's got to get out of here.
You had two hamsters. One is dead. You've got one left. Wow. That is like the best. I don't know. I don't want to compare her to other reviews, but that one sure made me feel fuzzy inside, you know?
And thanks for sharing about like your anxiety and depression, because so many people deal with that. And, I just really appreciated that.
Oh my God, me too. Do you know what's so funny is now I hear when people share that and it doesn't even like hit me with like, wow, thanks for being vulnerable because, and yes, you are, but because I so relate to it that I'm just like, doesn't everybody deal with anxiety and depression? Cause I know I do. So I think that, yeah. And I think that it's such a conversation that I'm so grateful that people are talking about. So I'm so grateful that she shared because it's like, I think we're all secretly struggling with it. And sometimes there can be a lot of shame around it, especially if you do have a good life or you're like, wait a minute, you know, I've worked so hard to have this great life. Why am I still feeling this way? And I think it's just always a little flag for us to be like, hey, maybe there's something that you're not pursuing or doing or a conversation you're not having or a part of you that you're not bringing forward. You know, and I feel like Evans, for you, it's crazy because I think you're one of the like the most joyful, happy people I know. But I also know there's a part of you that you're not bringing forward. And I think that that's where a lot of, I know when we talk on this podcast, like a lot of where maybe the anxiety or the, you know, maybe not feeling as happy as you want to feel comes from. Because I know that's where it comes from for me. Like a part of yourself that you're not expressing, that can get really frustrating.
Yes, that's huge. Well said. Are you in my brain right now?
No, I'm in my brain, which is exactly like yours, in my personal opinion. If you want to deny that, you can deny it off this podcast. But for today, I'm going to believe you're like me. It makes me feel seen and not alone in the world.
It's true.
Yeah. So anyone who feels like they're like us, I hope it helps you feel seen and not alone in the world. Okay.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Or maybe they feel better than us and this is just making them feel a lot better. Like what, however it needs to elevate who you are, I hope that it does. Even if you're like, damn, I'm way smarter.
Me too.
And that's just about me, Evans. I'm not including you in that pot.
Oh no, I'm glad to be in that pot. Put me down. It's fine.
It's a crock pot. So it's all a crock pot. It's a big crock. Where did that come from in the 80s? Like we used to say, like, that's such a crock.
Oh, yeah. Everyone used to say it's a crock. Why do we not say that anymore?
I don't know. And now we have crock shoes and we use crock pots. I'm not sure. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Because you're in this right now. My Tracy DiStefano asks, she says, my goal and dream muscle is weak. How do I strengthen it?
Oh, that's a great question, Tracy. Let's see. I'm trying to strengthen mine now too, because it's like in a hole, like a sock drawer that's been like covered in lint, you know?
I have that drawer.
It's like deep in there.
Yeah.
And I think like we were talking about earlier, Lori, you always have good advice on this and like following something you're curious about. Mm. So maybe it's just like, oh, I really like tree. Be around them, like go on a hike, see what happens, talk to the park ranger. I need to follow these rules too. I'm saying this for myself right now.
You heard it here first. Find a park ranger, everyone. In all my days, I think I've only bumped into maybe two park rangers, and I think that might be a lot. So if you can't find one, you're screwed. But I know what you mean. Okay. That's actually the key, Tracy, is exactly what she said. Is I think people are like, what is the thing? Like, so every day we go through this questionnaire in our heads and like, is this the thing? Is this the thing? And the answer is always no, because the thing doesn't reveal itself like that. Like the thing comes in these little nuggets, little baby chicken nuggets that are sprinkled along the path that you're like, that's good. Like that was a good one. And you're like, but where's the boot? You know what I'm talking about? Where's the chicken nugget that is shaped like a boot? That's the one we're always looking for. So you got to eat the whole pack and be like, huh, until you finally find the one. But each one will lead you to the next one. This is the worst. It's getting worse, Evans.
It's getting better. It's getting better.
So park rangers and chicken nuggets, kind of the way to go.
Yeah. You just like got to go outside and move around and maybe write. Maybe get a blank sheet of paper and say, I'm going to spend 30 minutes today just writing some things that come to my mind, or 10 minutes. I'll do that too.
That's so huge. Okay. Do this exercise from my friend, Lindsay Schwartz. And I think she had gotten it from a workshop somewhere, but it's so freaking good. It's write down like 20 to 50. Wouldn't it be cool if, and let your brain just go wild. Even if they're like psychotically insane and feel so out of reach, what will happen is you'll then circle like your top two or three, wouldn't it be cool ifs, like if this happened in your life, like even if it's crazy, like wouldn't it be cool if I wrote an article and, you know, Reese Witherspoon ended up like checking it out and I ended up writing for Reese Witherspoon's like blog. So like go bananas, because what happens is you got to like see what the end goal is, like what would really, really excite you. And then match up, like, what would the beginning steps of that be? Well, I guess I just realized that I would have to start a blog if that would be the end goal. Like, And I'd probably have to start writing about, you know, different things that would be interesting to these people because this is what I love. So it's kind of like that series of wouldn't it be cool if. So Evans, I can't wait to hear yours.
Oh, I can't wait to do this. What a great idea and exercise. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, I did it at one of our events and I've done it a few times since. And it was lit. It always literally reignites like what I'm doing. So even right now, like around light pink, I write down like, wouldn't it be cool if, like, wouldn't it be cool if next year I was on Oprah's favorite things list? Like, okay, cool. What would that look like? Well, I'd probably have to learn who puts that list together. Like I'd probably have to do a lot of research around that. And then that's, you just know your next direction. Like if that lights you up and that's what you want, but you didn't even know you wanted it. Like now you set tangible steps to get to that goal. So it's really, really fun. Like in keep those lists because you'll kind of see a theme come out of yourself of like where you're actually supposed to be.
I love that idea. I'm going to do it. That's my homework.
I'm going to ask you later today. So I can't wait.
Okay.
All right. Next question. Here we go. Evans, how do you set goals that stretch you yet are attainable?
Let's see. I know what you've always told me to do. This is set calendar invites to myself. Mm. So, okay. How do I set goals that stretch me? That's a good question. Cause I don't think I've ever done that.
I don't know. I feel like you've done some really crazy things that you don't give yourself credit for. Like, you moved to California, which is scary. Are you aware of that? You like just up and moved on your own, got a job, and then decided to go and apply for another job. And then now you literally like have moved to Indiana and just quit a job and decided to create something on your own. That's a pretty big stretch goal. Like huge. Yeah. So that's...
I can't stop laughing. I guess my goal's like... Yeah.
What's your goal? What's a stretch goal you're setting for yourself right now? Because you are.
Oh, being self-employed, making my own money for myself, not having a boss, like having clients or something, but not someone that is like, you have to be here at 10 a.m.
Right. 10 a.m. Apparently your boss is very, is Boss Hog.
And also 10 a.m. is not early. So that was a terrible example.
We have to be here at 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Horrible.
Get over here for an hour.
I just feel like I just want to be a boss hog to someone and smoke cigars and look that way. You got to get over here and do some work for an hour. All right. So what the question now is, to anyone who's still with us, how did you set that? Like, at what point did you arrive
God bless
at the
you
place?
If you are.
At what point did you arrive at the place where you were like, I am going to decide to go for it? Like, I'm going to stretch myself because I can't be here anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just weighed the options of like, okay, I can keep doing this and feel this way, which is not a great feeling. And it's making me just like mushy and dusty. Mm-hmm. Or I could go push myself. And the alternative is like, okay, the worst case scenario, it all is a total shit show, but at least I'll know that I tried.
Yeah. And I think that's literally how you set goals that stretch you, but are attainable. It's kind of like, it's crazy because we say to ourselves, well, if I haven't attained it before, it's not attainable. And I think that's what people do. They kind of set these like smaller goals because mm-hmm. You probably weren't ready, 2 years ago to be like, I'm going to work for myself. And I think it's like there does come a time. My dog just ran in with a squeaky toy. So this is going to be great. This little monkey.
Oh, that's cute.
There does come a time when I think that you know when it's time to stretch. So I just want to say to, this is PT with Lisa. So physical therapy or personal training with Lisa, I'm guessing. That's great. She's all about stretching. There comes a time when you literally stretch people. Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? That she's asking about like how to set goals. And I'm sure that when you are pushing people, it's like you're pushing them a little bit every single time to places that they probably don't think they can go. So that's a great example. How do you set those goals? I think you find people who you can talk to and ask them like, is this a big enough goal for me? Do you see that this is possible for me? Because Evan's like, I know whenever we talk, it's like you can only see things about yourself that, you've done before. And that's probably where your brain is kind of like, I'm not sure if I can do the other things. And I think really actually asking people like, what do you think is a stretch goal for me is huge. Like, cause I know what you're capable of. And it's, you need that second party sometimes to hear that.
Oh, that's a good no right there is having a person to check in with. Like I'm lucky that I get to check in with you each week and just having that person that's like, you really need to get your ass together, you know?
Yeah. But I don't know if an ass can ever go together cause it's kind of supposed to be separate. You need to get
your ass together. Okay.
All I'm thinking about is just sewing an ass together right now. I just want to make that a new phrase. Get your ass together. I think you meant get your act together and get your ass moving. But I like get your ass together better and want to make t-shirts off of it with your face on it. Like, get your ass together. With a sewn butt, like you're pointing at like a sewn butt cheeks. That's what I like.
I can't even talk.
So that's what we're going to...
You heard it here first.
That's what we're going to end with. You know what? Find someone else to tell you to get your ass together. And that's like you got to... And that person is not going to be easy to find sometimes. Like you might have to reach out and just be like, reach out. Boy, there's the Upper Michigan. Hey, you might have to reach out and find somebody who might want to go to deer camp with you and tell you what you need. Okay. All right. On that note, I think that we're done here. And
I just want to apologize to everyone
for making
listening.
You better. I won't apologize for making you better. That's all. Okay. Everybody. So grateful for you. Let us know what your biggest takeaway was. We'd love to know if we helped make you smarter or mushier. I'm not really sure. Until next time, Evans, I hope that you have the most amazing week doing Wouldn't It Be Cool If. I'm going to check in with you on that. And I will talk to you soon.
I can't wait.
Bye,
thanks,
everyone.
Lori.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.